Level 5, Reading, Lucky Houses. People in California are learning about the Chinese art of feng shui. By Philip Langdon. Michael Ho is a 72-year-old retired professor from Hong Kong. He's a lean man with gray hair, and he owns a home in Covina Palms, an area outside Los Angeles. Before Ho bought his house in Covina Palms, he had looked at a house in an area called Hillcrest. Ho didn't buy the Hillcrest house because it had several major problems. It was unlucky, according to Ho. The front and rear doors were in a straight line without any obstruction, said Ho. The Hillcrest house had another problem in the main bedroom, Ho recalled. It was difficult to find a suitable place to put the bed. Why were these things problems? Ho, and many Asians, believe that some houses are lucky or unlucky because of feng shui. Feng shui is the Chinese word for the art of placement. Feng shui tries to create a good relationship between people and all the things around them. For example, according to feng shui, a straight path from the front to the rear door allows cosmic energy, or qi, to come in and out of the house too fast. This may mean that the money, peace, and happiness of the people who live in the house can escape too easily. This was a problem in the Hillcrest house. Feng shui dictates that the owner's bedroom should be in a particular part of the house, usually in the house's southwest corner. And some Chinese think it is very bad when the foot of the bed faces the door, because this echoes the way Chinese people position dead people with feet toward the door. In the Hillcrest house, it was hard to find a good or lucky position for the bed. There are many Asians in California who want to buy lucky houses, so building companies are listening to Michael Ho. They want to know more about feng shui. What about you? This is an adaptation of an article by the same title that first appeared in the Atlantic Monthly, November 1991. The illustration by artist Mike Kwan also accompanied the original article.